Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John B. Wells has been our guest for the last 50 minutes or so. He joins us in this personal segment of this hour. Then Webster Tarpley on the economy, on Libya. He joined us yesterday. He's popping back in today because of these big developments. He's recently been to Libya. We're talking again to John B. Wells. Look, your survival instincts, all of your survival instincts are kicking in, but the mind control system will try to create a conscious fear so you will divert your own instinctive concerns into that. And go ahead, comment on that.
Well, again, there's a psychological war that's being waged against us, and that's precisely what it is designed to do, is make you subservient to this coming system. I mean, the thing that George W. Bush said about out of these troubled times, our objective, a new world order, can emerge. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one we have known. You know, it's like somebody said one time, people will tell you their bad intentions if you just allow yourself to hear it. And I think he said that he used the term New World Order over 100 times in his administration. That's frightening in itself. But again, there's no doubt that this is an orchestrated effort. It's undeniable. Nobody wants it. People just want to live their lives and go along, make a little money, enjoy their families, this and that. But this is what we got to do.
Well, instead of just pushing back to get them off our backs, we've got to rout these parasite control freaks out. Just like when they try to tell people, you know, your grandpa in World War II veteran dies, you go to the Houston VA cemetery, one of the biggest in the country, and they say you can't have a priest or a pastor here to pray. You've got to get aggressive and go after them. And the federal court, first the Pentagon denied it, turned out they'd ordered it. Again, they're always behind the scenes trying to create basically a Soviet America. For the bankers, they don't want freedom, and they want to have population reduction, and they want to shut down our free speech. That's why it's so important now to support alternative media more than ever. In closing, what's your view on the internet kill switch and FEMA coming up later this month, next month, testing takeover systems of radio?
Well, it's just they're going to begin rubbing it in our faces now because we haven't been able to stop them from doing it, except in isolated cases. We haven't been able to stop them from invading our privacy. Just everybody keep in mind that while they are able to log every keystroke, every email, everything that you do is stored somewhere, including conversations on your cell phone. Just remember something that an old Chicago criminal lawyer told me one time, who's recently passed away. Don't ever say anything over a phone or in an email or a text message that you wouldn't want repeated or played back in front of a federal grand jury. So just let discretion be your guide. But more than that, reconnect with your true character. Whatever that is, good character or bad character, pick a side. We're out of time. We're out of time. It's just about game time. So decide what side you're going to be on and go there. If you're going to be one of these people out there that says, well, I'm worth more than $7 an hour, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I want you to give it to me. Forget about it. You're not going to get it. The only thing that you're going to get is what you're given. You're not going to be able to make a life for yourself. It's going to be made for you. And then what? You're assigned an apartment. You're assigned a little card as to whether or not you can even drive a car. Is that what? If that's the life you want, just sit there and do nothing. Otherwise, participate in this great event. Put this thing back like it was. Nobody has improved upon the wheel. There are always going to be injustices overcome. Work on that. But for God's sake, hold on to the foundation. And that foundation is the United States Constitution. That is what has enabled us to do what no other nation or combination of nations has been able to do in 235 years. If you're 50 years old, you've been alive more than 20% of the time that this nation's even been in existence.
Be part of it. Be part of it. Breathe life back into the spirit of 1776 and liberty, or bow your knee to total tyranny and submit to being a slave. John B. Wells, incredible interview. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you. Amazing.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've got to say that that was an amazing interview with John B. Wells. I really look forward to having him back up on the broadcast with us in the near future. Just incredible. In fact, I'd have him fill in on the show, but I don't want to get in the middle of what Coast to Coast AM's doing. What a great talk show host. No wonder he's won Marconi Awards and everything else. I look forward to... And you know what? I love what he was saying. It's time to pick a side. He could feel it in his gut. He tried to stay invisible all these years. He's a guy doing, you know, the big ads for the Defense Department and stuff, and now he's just coming out and talking about the real world and saying, hey, I'm risking a lot doing this, but I'm telling you what I really think. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when we live as cowards, we invite destruction. And again, it's not sold as cowardice. It's play ball, go along to get along, be friendly, don't make waves. That doesn't create waves for a while. But then when the waves do come, they're 10 times bigger. Okay? And I'm all in. I mean, I realize a few times in my life, I've passed spiritual points in my life. I passed one of those when I spoke to the Bilderberg group, bullhorned them, and Holbrooke came out there at the 2006 Canada Bilderberg meeting. I felt that Rubicon I was passing. I felt that Rubicon when I was at the Dallas Fed a week and a half ago, and the crew felt it too. And now we've learned there was people there trying to set off a bomb, reportedly. We're going to try to find out exactly what happened with that and what that federal provocateur was up to. I've got to track all that down, but we're talking to the witnesses and people right as I was arriving, but they ran the person off. This just shows you the level of evil we're facing. The Federal Reserve is trying to shut down my YouTube channel right now because of with this privacy complaint that I'm violating their privacy. But that's before the YouTube board right now. I can feel it, that I'm passing into a whole new level of danger, but also opportunity. And I'm almost nostalgic for not living in this type of danger. But I understand it is a mind trick. You're in the danger whether you admit it or not. Letting this system continue along its path towards total global meltdown, that is a much greater danger to the species, to my children, to your children. And this is a time to be all in. Now, we are listener-supported by the sponsors, with the online video, apparel bookstore, video store at InfoWars.com, with the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. It was 4 years ago that listeners started a money bomb. And it started getting a lot of attention. A lot of people had pledged several hundred thousand dollars, so I got behind it like 2 days before. And with that $300,000 we raised, I was able to begin the process to move into a bigger office. Then the next couple money bombs, we were able to build this structure, hire the people, and build the TV studio. And now we've gotten to the point where we need this money bomb, around 20% of the money each year now that we need to run this operation. You know, it takes millions of dollars to run this. People then go, what, you're making millions? No, it takes millions to run this. You understand? That's the cost of running this operation. And we have now, a little bit late this year, and we're going to Webster Tarpley, a little bit late this year, launched it. Normally I promote it a month out, but I've been so busy with the nightly news, so busy with special reports, so busy with everything that we're launching this just, like 14 days before. And so you can start donating now if you'd like to. We're going to broadcast 24 hours again with special guests. And a lot more coming up on the 3rd. In fact, they have the date on there. I just finally saw this morning, this site completed this morning. You can be the first to donate via credit card, PayPal. You can also mail in your donations now to our address here, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. You can make them payable to Alex Jones, InfoWars, Free Speech Systems, whatever you'd like. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And now the site, as you donate, actually updates in real time. And if you scroll down, it's a rocket. I told the folks, let's not do a radio tower because somehow folks thought that was a pyramid or something. But I said, obviously, with a thermometer or something, it's got to be, you know, a top-down symbol. So it's a rocket. A Buck Rogers style rocket. I had said a Saturn rocket at the missile gantry, but this is what they came up with. I think it's better than my idea. It's kind of an old Bugs Bunny style rabbit, Warner Brothers rocket, the type that blasts off from Cape Canaveral. Actually looks like a Wernher von Braun V1 or V6. I forget the name of those. The point is, it looks like a 1940s rocket, and the goal is $500,000. Sounds like a lot, but we need to hire four or five more reporters, servers, equipment, satellite uplink type systems. And we're going to be shooting a video that shows what we've done in the last 16 years, what we've done in the last 4 years of money bombs, what we've built, going to the next level. That's why it's a rocket. We're trying to go to the next level. We're trying to blast off and escape the globalist, you know, clutches, trying to escape the god of this world, I guess, and get outside of this system and up into Valhalla. So again, the new website, if you want to check it out, there'll be videos up there in the next few days. I'm even shoot a quick one today, but a highly produced one will be up in the next few days, is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can simply go to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb and start donating today. Now, we're going to probably get Pachinik on about 40 after, because I really want to have some time with Tarpley. And I also need to get into promoting this money bomb. Please help us get the word out about it, because we are the alternative media. We are the tip of the spear. We're doing something no one else is doing. No one else has done or ever done what we're doing at this level. We're the best there is. Doesn't mean I'm that good. My crew's great, but I'm doing the best I can. Okay? And we need your support to get this done. So fuel our rocket so it can blast off. I think they said that once it goes to 500,000, the rocket does take off. So we'll see if we meet our goal this year. We came in about $60,000 of it last year, and I didn't just claim that we made our goal and, you know, add the fiat made up money in there. We need to reach our goal this year to really be able to continue confidently and expand some, which is what I want to do. Obviously, the economy is going into free fall. Now, shifting gears, he was just there a few months ago under bombardment. They said Muammar Gaddafi is dead. He did promise to stay and fight. With the bin Laden thing, we know that was fake because of the evidence. With this, I don't know. Again, al-Qaeda has been given all these surface-to-air missiles now, so we're told we have to have domestic checkpoints on highways, as I told you they would do, to stop the al-Qaeda missiles that were given to al-Qaeda that's been given Libya. So to break this down, joining us via video Skype is Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and also economist. Webster, what do you make of this?
Hi, Alex. Well, certainly it's a horrifying spectacle, whatever the reality is, right, to see all of this gloating and disgusting celebration about the alleged death of Gaddafi. Now, let's stress, this is alleged, and it's coming from sources that are notoriously unreliable. That is to say, the Transitional National Council, the people NATO has appointed as the puppet rulers of the country. There are now two stories that seem to be competing. I think the basic reality is there was some kind of a motorcade of Gaddafi forces of some kind that was bombed by NATO, because that is the operative arm of what's going on, in the area of Sirte, where after 2 months since the NATO invasion of Tripoli, they were closing this pocket at the inside of Sirte, and certain Gaddafi forces were apparently attempting to get out. So there's a story that this person's convoy was bombed by NATO aircraft. And then there's an embroidered story, which seems to borrow from the Saddam Hussein, which is that Gaddafi had taken refuge in a drainage pipe underground. Now, I stress again, it's all alleged by some of
the
biggest
lawyers. Yeah, that's done to not make him look like a guy dying on the battlefield, but hiding as a rat. Right. I mean, that's classic psychological warfare.
He's called them deservedly. They have been called rats and vermin all around the world, and they are. So they want to be able to apply that to him, that he's a sewer rat and so forth. You have to remember, somebody like Gaddafi, he's not called the desert fox for nothing. And somebody like this, I think, is likely to have doubles, right? The so-called doppelganger. So if you have doubles, maybe if you're going to take a position in Sirte, you must have a double or two with you. So the question is now, at the moment where the siege comes to an end, where the siege can't be maintained because of NATO bombing, then did these rebels kill a double, or did they kill Gaddafi? Now, the other question is, we can see on Al Jazeera and Agence France-Presse, they have films of Gaddafi being captured alive, apparently wounded or alive. Again, an individual purporting, or they claim is Gaddafi, captured alive. This person is then loaded into what looks like a pickup truck, or they call it an ambulance, I don't know, being obviously harassed by these terrorist al-Qaeda goons. And then later on, they show you pictures of the same person allegedly dead. So a mass of contradictions. Even Hillary Clinton, who was, of course, eager to gloat when she was told about this, said, well, of course, we've heard fantastic stories from these people before.
In fact, he was killed inside of his compound a few months ago, and we heard he ran to Venezuela and all of this. Right. Also, we know the rebels have been losing quite a bit, so this could be a propaganda coup. Or he could have been killed in some other African country when the special forces went down to Uganda last week. I mean, the truth is, when we've been lied to by a group over and over again, we can't believe a word they say, so we just don't know.
Precisely. There is now this air of mystery. I believe Obama wanted to hang back and gloat last, because we've had Sarkozy gloating.
By the way, he's speaking right now.
Yes, Obama's on right now, but he waited because everybody else has now gone first. Ban Ki-moon went first. Madame Ashton of the European Union, Haig, the foreign secretary, Sarkozy, of course, trying to get out there in front. Now, Obama comes last, which is also his stealth profile in this entire thing. So let us just bracket this now. Let's assume.
Stay there. I want to get your analysis straight ahead. Webster Griffin, Tarpley's our guest, Tarpley.net. We're InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Money.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so Obama just finished speaking a few minutes ago, El Presidente, and maybe he's a Gaddafi double. In fact, he pulled that Gene Simmons photo right next to Gaddafi. I mean, he does have a lot of doubles. Gene Simmons has been rumored to actually be Gaddafi. There's even a better one than that, where he looks just like Gaddafi. We're showing it to Prison Planet TV viewers. By the way, there's a story I want to get into. It's up at the drudgereport.com on the bottom of the left-hand side. It's our article. It says Egypt's top Facebook revolutionary now advising. So the State Department has their guy advising Occupy Wall Street. I want to get into that color revolution as well and where you see that going. But finishing
Go Nim.
Yes. But finishing up with the Gaddafi. Go ahead.
Look, let's assume for the moment that these reports are true. We don't know. One question is then, what's with the succession? Some of these reports say another son of Gaddafi, Motassin, has been either killed or captured. Then there's Saif. He's principally the political heir to Gaddafi, the father. So Saif al-Islam, what's with him? They have stories now. His motorcade is surrounded and he's going to be captured. Who knows? Right? Maybe that's him. Maybe that's a double for him. There's also then Khamis. Khamis reported dead by some, asserted to be alive by others. Certainly alive is Aisha, the daughter. She's, I believe, in Algiers. So a lot of this goes on. There's also Musa Ibrahim, the very courageous and capable spokesperson for the Gaddafi regime. And he is also continuing to operate. And some messages may come through Syria. Watch that RAI channel in Syria. But now, assuming Gaddafi is out of the picture, what happens? Well, the obvious thing is this was the only thing that kept this rebel coalition together. And the idea is this. Inside the rebel coalition, you have two main groups. One are the Gaddafi renegades and the Gaddafi retreads, people who were ministers who then betrayed Gaddafi. So this would be Jalil, who is the head of state. He's the head of the council. And Jibril, who's the head of government, Hillary Clinton's boyfriend. Now, Jibril has already said that he will quit when the war ends. And from the other side, you've got the Al-Qaeda people, right? The actual terrorists, the killers, the people who have been fighting in
and from what I'm reading, they're the dominant group. And now they're saying they've got thousands of shoulder-launched service-to-air missiles, so we've got to all give our rights up because the freedom fighters have missiles.
So the idea is you've got the Gaddafi renegades and the Gaddafi retreads on the one hand, and that's the public international face of the new regime, if that's what it is. And on the other side, you've got the killers, the bloody-handed Al-Qaeda veterans who have been killing U.S. forces and carrying out acts of terrorism, according to anybody's definition. And at the top of that, we seem to have this guy, Belhaj Hassadi, that I had identified back in March. And Hassadi he's done things like telling Jibril and Jalil, you guys get out. Or he barges into meetings and says, remember, you can't decide anything without me. I'm Belhaj Hassadi, and I'm the top dog here in Tripoli. So,
well, it's also reported that Qatar, that their general is backing the Al-Qaeda people.
Yeah, they have to choose sides, and I guess maybe they want to be on the winning side.
No, but they say at these meetings the Al-Qaeda guys have the general behind them, and literally they say, hey, we've got the weapons.
Sure. So this looks like a civil war brewing. Now, the Gaddafi side is the third side in the civil war, and that, I believe, is the South, right? The black guys in Fezzan and the southern part. Remember, a couple of days ago, NATO actually made a statement saying to African countries, hey, you guys in Mali and in Chad and in Burkina Faso or any place else, Sudan, don't you dare give asylum to the Gaddafi clan because we're coming after them, right? And we're NATO and we're in your face. So that has something, as you're pointing out before, something to do with this Uganda story, right, that Obama is now up to seven wars, right? We've got Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Uganda, which then becomes three more, right?
Yeah, by the way, stop right there. There's forces in Colombia. There's now U.S. forces, we've confirmed, inside Mexico. 40,000 dead the last 3 years, bigger than Vietnam per year per capita. I mean, this is just full global invasion.
What's your count? A dozen, maybe. We may be up to a dozen wars, maybe 15, right? With Obama, the sky's the limit.
Does he get more peace prizes, though, if he gets 100?
I think they're going to institute a Nobel Prize for hypocrisy and give it to him. So this is at the same time, this is a horrible perspective for the people of Libya. Remember, what's going to happen now is economic liberalization. They're going to get the joys of the free market. Oh, boy. They're going to get everything privatized that was not privatized. And the oil will now be looted by
foreign
companies.
Yeah, that doesn't mean actually privatized. It means handed over to the bankers. Stay there. I want to finish up on the economy. And I want to look at what's happening in Europe and tie it into the U.S. because they're announcing a long, steep drop for American standard of living. CNBC, globalism means you're poor, but you pay more taxes to the central bankers, and they're banning cash in Louisiana. You can't make this up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for the town he shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything."
Yeah, remember 5 years ago, Bush said, "I promise we're not spying on you without warrants," and now they admit they just tape everything totally illegal. I told you, I saw Homeland Security meetings on C-SPAN. They're going to have checkpoints everywhere and trained security guards with federal power that will grope you, that will stick their hands down your pants. It's an act of submission. All over the country today, TSA checkpoints on highways. They say, "Oh, you don't like it, don't fly. You don't like it, don't drive." They're already announcing you have TSA approval to have a job. They're announcing you can't, in your business, use cash in Louisiana unless you're a big box store. Can't have resale goods like garage sales. Can't have lemonade stands. The whole country's turning into a prison. The government's created all these new agencies, all these new control freaks who work for the offshore banks to assanguinate, to suck dry the country. to raise your taxes and then hand the infrastructure over to foreign banks who then will charge you for everything you paid to build. Now, finishing up with Libya now, they can use that as the front door for the full AFRICOM invasion, as you said in the Obama deception, Tarpley. Now, finishing up in 1 minute on that, I want to then segue into the announcement of 70-plus trillion in Bank of America. In fact, that article was here, but I don't have it. Well, yes, due to run it in. He had it for the TV show tonight, the Bank of America, 70-plus trillion backstopped by the federal government. Our whole deficit's $14 trillion. But this is the privatization. It's just give all our money to banks, and then the banks tell us how to live our lives. Pretty good if you can get that work, Webster.
Well, the problem, of course, is everybody's complaining now, right? Occupy Wall Street, they have a list of complaints. Everybody's got complaints. And the big question is, what do you do? What's the action? Well, you need a political mass movement to break the back of finance capital in the form of Wall Street. Frederick Douglass once said, power concedes nothing without a demand. So you want to have political action, have some demands. Obvious things, nationalize the Federal Reserve, impose that 1% Wall Street sales tax, stop the cuts to the social safety net, stop foreclosures and fraud closures. That'll hit Bank of America very hard because they're out there stealing people's homes. Rebuild the entire infrastructure, be it road, rail, energy, public buildings, schools, canals, water systems, and create 30 million new productive jobs. In other words, a mass strike, a general strike, growing out of the Occupy Wall Street. You got, the only problem is you've got to sweep aside the current gaggle of counterinsurgency agents who are now running the show, the people from Adbusters, the Situationist International, these pathetic indignados of Madrid who are the biggest failures. I had a lady on my show saying the indignados were a soap opera for zombies who thought they were making the revolution. Get those people out of there. And where there are, wherever you find facilitators and the General Assembly and consensus, kick them out. Go to the American method. That's called majority rule, and rights of the minority are taken care of. Get rid of the facilitators. Ask who's funded by foundations. And if you are, please leave. Get out. That will clear the air enormously.
Yeah, but my thing is they want to push for austerity on the middle class to pay in banker bailouts. And on the right, they got Herman Cain pushing a new sales tax on the people to track and control everybody. What do you make of the French and the Germans not coming to an agreement? Because I've seen the tentative agreements. It's the total transfer of any sovereignty left in Europe, Webster, to this new private banking system that you'll pay your carbon taxes, your VAT to. I mean, they are really trying to do to Europe what Hitler couldn't do. But because it's economic, it's supposedly cutesy. And we're being dominated by the Ponzi scheme operators who are the ones that should go to prison.
If you look at the dynamics of imposing austerity in Europe, there it's done under left-wing auspices. I guess it's done that way here, at least under Obama. Papandreou of Greece, the biggest agent of the International Monetary Fund, is a socialist. He's from the Socialist or Second International. It used to be called the Yellow International. Zapatero of Spain, same thing. A socialist. Now, it doesn't mean they're socialists. These guys are bankers' boys. They're pure agents of finance capital. But the rhetoric and the cover is so-called socialist. You look at some of these other countries, it gets to be the same thing. The number one task there, it's the same thing you want to do here, kick out the agents. Don't let these people dominate. They're having a general strike in Greece. It's the 12th, the 13th, or 14th time. Get rid of this Papandreou. Get him out of there. And if you get some right-wing monster and the PP or whatever this is called in Spain, same story, then you can have actual class struggle in a much clearer atmosphere. Some of the resistance in Europe comes from German bankers, and it's interesting. This guy Schäuble, the guy you see sometimes in the wheelchair, he says, well, these bondholders need to take a haircut, right? They should get 20 or 50 or whatever percent lopped off their bond holdings. And, of course, Trichet, the outgoing head of the European Central Bank, says, horrors, horrors. We don't want any austerity for the bankers. They say, we want the sanctity of debt, the sanctity of contracts. If it's a labor contract, they destroy it. But if it's a contract with a bondholder, then they say, okay, this has got to be sacrosanct. Well, it won't work because these countries are in immediate need of a debt moratorium. Something similar could happen here, by the way. You just take $1 trillion of student loans, and cancel them, right? And let those zombie bankers eat the losses. Otherwise, you're not going to have another generation, right? The whole process of family formation and building careers and having children, we're going to have a demographic crisis worse than we think because people are being crushed by their student loans. So the idea is now the perspective of mass struggle lies open. The mass strike period is here. Now get into it and intervene with a program. Kick out the agents, kick out the facilitators, and start fighting for a program.
All right, Webster. Well, look, we're going to have to get you back on to talk more about your idea for solutions, but undoubtedly they admit the State Department and others are running this Occupy Wall Street thing in an attempt to have them just call for more taxes, which is exactly what the mega banks want.
Yeah, taxes? What tax? The Wall Street sales tax is exactly what you want.
Yeah, that's not what they're calling for. They're calling for a sales tax.
No. Wait. Who's they? The nurses, right? American Nurses United. This is a militant union, and they're good. These are some fighting ladies. They fought that pig Schwarzenegger to a standstill in California, and they're now intervening into these things saying, we want the transfer tax. That means the Wall Street sales tax. And the only reason that doesn't go through is because you got a bunch of facilitators, these creeps, the people who wouldn't let John Lewis come in and wreck everything they touch. They wouldn't allow this stuff to be voted on. Because otherwise it would be.
Webster, we're going to have to look at that more later, but I appreciate you joining us to talk about the situation in Libya. I appreciate you being on with us. We'll talk to you more in the near future. Here's an article right here. Holy bailout. This is being reported on by Reuters, the Associated Press. This particular article, the printer didn't tell me where it was at. I had it in my stack yesterday. And, this is the Daily Mail. Okay, that's what I thought. They need to set those printers to say the URL. Thank you. It says Federal Reserve now backstopping $75 trillion of Bank of America derivatives trades. And it goes on through what's happening. Just unbelievable. So I love how these banks always lecture us about communism. You know, I hate communism. I hate socialism. But now we have a domesticated population, deindustrialized country. The banks have stolen tens of trillions. Now they want tens of trillions more. And they've got the Republicans running around and the Democrats running around. It's just unspeakably bad to see all of this happening. William K. Black, we've interviewed. We're going to get him back on. A guy that prosecuted a lot of these people in the past says, not with a bang, but with a whimper, Bank of America's derivatives death rattle. I mean, this country is getting ready to go belly up. And there's no mistake. You got all these new wars they want to start. You got the fake killing of bin Laden. You got the fake killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, all these people. Now, I've got to say that this does fit the MO for somebody like Gaddafi, who said he was going to fight to the death. But we've got all these conflicting stories. Hillary won't say that it's confirmed. Could it be a body double? I don't know. But you notice they're talking about this now while Europe goes into a free fall and while CNBC announces that austerity's here, America's over, a long, steep drop for America's standard of living. He's been on a lot with us lately because so much has been happening, and we've only got him for about 7-8 minutes as we go to break here. Dr. Steve Pachinik, formerly with the State Department, black ops, overthrow governments, you name it, talking about the bin Laden thing being fake before they ever rolled him out. And when we got contacted this morning, he's saying he smells a rat here. So I wanted to give his perspective. Doc, what's your view on this whole Gaddafi thing right now?
Well, right now they've lied once again. I mean, this has been the Osama bin Laden lying, the lying of the Mexican cartel in Tehran. And once again, you have the same MO. You have a president who hasn't done anything. He wants to run for re-election. He's diverting attention to Gaddafi. And the answer was, remember the 100 troops that were sent down a week ago into Chad and Niger? That's the southern part of Libya. They're there. Special Forces is always there to deal with a foreign leader the same way we did with Saddam Hussein, who was not killed. The rule of law and the divine rule of kings still works. I've been involved in 20 years of transitions and takeouts of leaders of world governments, and even Idi Amin we didn't take out. This is an absolute unmitigated lie. The reason I'm concerned about it is, once again, it's our military, our president, our secretary of state is lying. There's no way that Hillary Clinton can go into Libya and denounce that she's going to recognize a transitional government without having had Gaddafi's life saved. And we've had Belgian special forces down in Niger and fighting in Sudan, and we have our own special forces who will take him out and put him up in the Sahel region with his family. His wife left to Algeria a couple of weeks ago. We do not kill foreign legions. I was involved with Idi Amin in Uganda. We sent him to Saudi Arabia after he killed a couple hundred thousand. I was involved with Noriega. We sent him over to Spain. I was involved in the Khmer Rouge. I mean, every leader that we've dealt with, we do the rights of king. We take them out. Ceausescu, the same thing, even Rumsfeld admitted, we're going to do to Ceausescu, to Saddam Hussein, what we did to Ceausescu. We did not take out Ceausescu. We burned the body. It's a psyops technique. But more importantly, we have this continuous series of lies coming out from Obama, from Hillary Clinton, and from our intelligence, and from Mueller. And once again, this country has to say, why are we getting lied to at a moment where we have economic problems, a diversion, and the president, by the way, is now getting reelected and has Joseph Biden, one of the retards, I think, of American politics, going up there to file for reelection. So this is a diversion. Once again, there's no way Gaddafi has been killed. He's been involved too long with the CIA. He's been involved too long with British intelligence, with French intelligence, with the Sahel region. He controls the sub-Sahel region. Niger is important, where he's captured to. The French are involved. Chad is where the French are involved. Niger supplies 80% of French nuclear fuels. And our special forces were ostensibly sent to chase down a Ugandan warlord killer. No, we're sent there to probably take out Gaddafi and work with him. And now what should have happened is should have been trial in front of the ICC, just like Milosevic. But this administration, once again, needs to lie consistently on foreign policy to make this president look as if he's tough and strong. And the lies keep on going and going. My concern is more about the American people and the delegitimizing of the office of the presidency, the office of the Secretary of Defense and State, and the credibility of our military, particularly the special operations soldiers, because there's a lot of guys who were involved. A lot of guys got killed. It is not true that we were not involved. We had mercenaries involved. We had French soldiers involved. We had Belgian soldiers involved and British. There's no way they killed Muammar Gaddafi. That's not our operating mode. And I've been involved in 30 years worth of takeouts and change of regimes. So I can assure you, I'll put up $1 million that there's no way, no way that they killed Gaddafi. They will place him in some isolation port somewhere in the Sahel region, and our special forces are involved with this. And once again, the president lied. At which point he's going to stop lying, I have no idea. The American public have to demand transparency and truth, particularly after the nonsense with Mexico and Tehran, where they started tried to start a war, the nonsense of Osama bin Laden.
So you think this is another... You think this is – well, I mean, they've got a London Guardian now is saying what they're putting out official photos. We'll show those on screen. It's the headlines, warning, contains graphic images and video.
We can distort anything. Alex, we do that professionally all the time. We did it with Osama bin Laden when you had all those tapes. That was all doctored. We did it with Saddam Hussein and his kids. I mean, those are flat photos that can be doctored. There's no way MI6, British intelligence, SAS, are going to take out a leader when, in fact, a leader had economic investments with these people. There was no way we're going to take him out or kill him because he should have been brought to trial. It's awkward. They can't bring him to trial because he can indict a lot of the world leaders, including Goldman Sachs, who you remember had a billion six trade and screwed it up and asked Gaddafi to take an equity position in Goldman Sachs. So this is more of an embarrassment to our intelligence, to the British intelligence. If they keep on insisting, they can call me conspiracy, but there's a problem. I've been lecturing on PSYOPs, regime change, for 20 years at Fort McNair. I've been teaching this, stand down, deception, denial. I've been involved in more regime change than any one individual in this administration, for sure. I know the individuals involved, and I can assure you they are lying.
Let me ask you this question. We just showed videos and photos now that reportedly they got him, tortured him, shot him in the legs, and then shot him in the head. I mean, if this is a psyop, they've actually produced more. We know they've created fake Bin Laden videos before and then said they threw him in the ocean.
Fake. We don't do that to world leaders. You yourself, you're the one who gave me the tip-off months ago when you said the divine right of kings. You have to explain that to the audience, that since the beginning of time, from the biblical times to the New Testament, through the medieval ages, up to British law, including American law, we do not take out foreign leaders. We claim we take them. We create pictures of it in order to give a certain end of the story. I have no love for Gaddafi. I was involved in the original raid under Reagan, so I have a pretty good
idea. No, it's like putting a Napoleon on Alba. I mean, because other elites don't ever like to see kings have their heads cut off. They like to basically keep themselves above the fray. I mean, there's no doubt that Bin Laden's fake. You're just saying, knowing the players involved, maybe they grabbed a body double and killed him. I mean, who knows?
No. This is total distortion, lying. It's consistent. Think about it for a minute, Alex, and your audience. They're very smart, and this is why you're so important. Bin Laden was faked. I predict that. We talked about the fact that the war, this nonsense story that came out of Mexico involving Tehran, even Mueller was ashamed to say that this was fake. So we knew that was fake. That stopped. Israel stopped. They dealt with Hamas. And now I'm telling you this is fake because they don't want to bring Muammar Gaddafi to trial. His family was already taken out about a month or 2 months ago to Algeria. But what's interesting is it's not an accident. We sent special forces.
Stay there. I want to hear about that. Stay there.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth. Okay, this is what the Daily Mail and others are saying. They've got the Prime Minister, Al-Qaeda leader, over there. And now they've been given these thousands of shoulder-fired missiles. We've all got to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to get us now. But Al-Qaeda is the good guys. TSA checkpoints all over the country, dragging families out of their cars. They tried it with us last night. That video will premiere this evening. It's pretty powerful. I get in their face big time at prisonplanet.tv, 7 o'clock. What did I ever do to you? Then we're going back to Pachinik here to finish up. What Gaddafi said as he begged for his life. Libyan Prime Minister confirms that former dictator is dead. Wounded, weakened, covered in blood and dirt. The fallen dictator was dragged from a truck to meet his unceremonious end. First, he said it was a gutter or a spider hole. In front of a braying mob, Muammar Gaddafi, the former Libyan leader, begged the revolutionary soldiers for his life. Like a Mussolini end. Becoming increasingly desperate, he asked one rebel leader, "What did I ever do to you?" But his pleas fell on deaf ears. The deposed despot was mercilessly shot to death. He spit blood, heralding the end of a terrible 42-year epoch in Libyan history. Doc, we only got about 3-4 minutes left.
They're lying. What this is a classical denigration of the world leader in order to make sure that he came out being humiliated and that the forces, transitional forces, had won. I'm not questioning the fact that Gaddafi, as regime, should have been ended, but I'm questioning the fact that this president repeatedly has to lie in front of the American public. So does our CIA. The CIA was involved in this. Special ops was involved. It's not an accident. You have special ops going into Chad and Central Africa. I saw 5 days ago, and you have Joe Biden asking for a re-election of the president to show how powerful he is when he can't do anything domestically. And then you have the pathological liar, Hillary Clinton, going to Libya. There's no way that woman, who's basically very scared and very ineffectual, would go to Libya and recognize transitional committees. So we have once again an obsession in this administration for lying. And what I care about is the delegitimizing of the validity of this institution of America, which he doesn't belong to, and our soldiers, and our intelligence, and our national security apparatus. We've got to change that. And that's
hey, Doc, something that makes me think you could be right is they've released a new fake video of Hillary learning and getting excited, just like the fake situation room. And they do say she's going to Libya. She's the one that's been caught lying in Iraq and Serbia, claiming she flies into war zones that are under fire. And it turns out it's all lies. So, I mean, these are confirmed liars. Why believe anything?
I'll tell you, when we were involved in Bosnia and Rwanda, she was the one who held back her husband, who's another pathological liar, Clinton, who allowed 800,000 Rwandans to die, even though they were going to be killed beforehand. He was warned about it, and she was worried about his political career. This is a pathological liar who's married a pathological liar who works for a pathological liar. I don't care if they get rid of all of them, but what we need is a reaffirmation of the American government that has legitimacy, transparency, and the fact that people can no longer be lied to because we have no jobs, we have a dysfunctional government, and we have to change it. None of the legislators have said anything, so you see they're all cowards, the Democrats and Republicans. I have no love for Gaddafi, but I can tell you he's a very smart guy. You don't stay in power 53 years, and you don't suddenly get killed and humiliated at the end. He was taken out quietly by our special forces that were sent out a week ago, which is what the reason they were sent there was for the Lord Resistance Army in Uganda. I worked in Uganda. I took out Idi Amin. We sent him to Saudi Arabia. He ended up, and he killed over 100,000 people. So there's no way our special forces was not involved. I'm ashamed of Petraeus. I'm ashamed, again, of the intelligence community and the military. And I'm afraid that our special forces are being used as cannon fodder, as is our military and our intelligence. We have to go and protest this again. And only you, Alex, came forth years ago with the notion that we don't kill and the divine rights of king. And this president is just an obsessional pathological lie.
Doc, we're out of time. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.